Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Previously on Calling Darkness.
Look at them filing down there one right after another. It's a nice little conga line of stupid. Now the room is getting dark. Oh no, oh no!
Because this is my house now.
What the hell? This isn't the basement. This is Roger's office. Ow!
Annabelle, what took you so long? I've been waiting for ages. You're a relic. Better suited for sitting quietly in the corner than anything else. You should just end it. Look out the window, Annabelle. Just one little step and it will all be over.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Finn? Gloria?
Who are you talking to, Cassie?
Dr. Anders? Was that...
Annabelle Crow.
Is all of that blood? What happened to her?
You killed her, Cassandra.
No, no! I wouldn't have!
You let your anger get the best of you. You did this. And now they're calling for the death penalty.
You lied to me.
You asshole! I'll show you anger issues!
Rawr!
Son of a bitch!
Where's the basement? How did I get into this toilet stall?
That's right. My dad works with yours, Nadia. He's always saying what a disappointment you are.
This isn't real. I was somewhere else.
You know you don't matter, Nadia.
You who summoned me shall do as I command.
You're the one we're better off without. I won't. And no one, especially not a creature like you, will ever make me feel like this again. I won't let you.
What are we doing up here? We should go back downstairs.
You called me up here because there's been a mistake.
Emma? Sweetie? Can you hear me? It's Gloria. It was only one line, just a small bump.
Kids these days just can't hold their crack like they used to.
She's dead.
You can pay for your sin. Atone in fire.
A lighter? I deserve to burn for what I've done.
Gloria, stop! What are you doing?
Here's your lighter back. Go and burn in hell, you piece of shit.
Am I... Is this a stage?
According to your resume, you've never actually had a named role. Extra, jogging woman, prostitute number 3. And you want me to consider you a real actress?
I'm just starting out.
Turn the switch, Mariella.
No!
Stop, Mariella. Stop. No!
Who are you? This is my audition. Wait your turn.
For the love of God. Snap out of it.
Oh my God. Mom, you will never believe the dream I just had.
Later, Bridget. I'm already behind because of your laziness. You always do this, Bridget. You make it all about yourself.
I wanted you.
Well...
I never wanted you.
Pater Noster, quies in caelis, sanctificatum in tuum.
I hear him.
Drink!
Hold on, Bridget. You are not alone.
Uncle Ned?
Look upon him and know him, Bridget.
Ah, the demon!
I know you, demon. I know you, and I'm coming for you.
Guess what? I got a promotion, which I gotta say is long overdue, if you ask me. Come work for the Ministry of Divine Intervention, they said. Amazing benefits package, they said. Company car, gym membership, regular pay upgrades, they said. Yeah, well, things haven't exactly turned out like the recruitment video, I'll tell you that for nothing. And let's not even mention that gender pay gap, shall we? Like, all I'm saying is that I know of at least 3 guy archangels in this department with way less experience than me who are on a better deal than I am. Yet, I'm expected to do the same amount of work. Yeesh.
No wonder we've got demons popping through portal books everywhere you look down there. It's a hot, slippery mess up here. Anyway, about that book. The poetry book, I mean. Otherwise known as the portal key Nadia used to summon our demon friend, Lialga. Demons always have such ostentatious names, don't they? Personally, I don't see what's wrong about calling yourself Fred, or Dave, or Allison. But, you know, there you go. And this one certainly has a taste for the theatrics. It's like watching Glenn Close in Sunset Boulevard at times, honestly. Well, like I said, about that book. The one the girls went down into the cellar to find before everything quite literally went to hell. Oh, by the way, I am so proud of how they handled themselves down there. Pulling together, fighting the demon on his own turf, pushing back. It's like they hardly needed me at all. Well, I mean, apart from that bit where my prayers made it possible for them to reach each other, but details. As for the book, well, this is where I come in, at last. Turns out that book wasn't as well hidden as Mr. and Mrs. Morwood thought it was. Turns out I might have gone for a little rummage through Mrs. Morwood's knicker drawer and found myself a Danish poetry book. Hooray! Oh, and by the way, that woman needs to go underwear shopping. I've never seen so much gray nylon in my life. Standards, girl. Standards. Anyway, now that I've been let out of the darkness, I think it's high time I introduced myself to everyone, don't you? High time. Are you ready, folks? Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then I'll begin.
So, is everyone okay?
Well, we're alive. So there's that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm okay.
So, what happens now?
Well, we sure as shit didn't find the book, I know that much. And without it, we can't get rid of the demon, so...
Do you hear that?
What now? What is that?
Honestly, I'm kind of beyond caring at this point.
I don't like this, guys.
Guys, look. It's a light. Quick, back up. Get against the wall. Give it space.
Oh, great. What? Is the demon going to sunburn us to death this time?
Look, the light. It's in the shape of a door.
Nothing else, please. I can't take anything else. Not right now.
It is a door. Look, the handle, it's turning.
The door's opening. Is anyone else seeing this?
Hi, girls.
Holy shit!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What do you mean you lost it?
I'm telling you, I left it right here in my underwear drawer. It was the perfect hiding place. I don't understand how it could have gone. Unless you took it. It was you, wasn't it? Trying to get me into trouble again!
No, it wasn't me. Oh, the master is going to be furious. Oh, you've ruined everything, you stupid woman.
This is just like you, isn't it? Blame the woman. Why is everything always my fault?
You had one job. One job. Hide the book. And you can't even do that.
Oh, shut up, shut up, shut up, you insufferable man. He was supposed to keep them distracted. I don't understand. Did one of them sneak out of the basement and pass us?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all ruined. Ruined, I say.
I said be quiet!
Ow! Why, I oughta... Oh, come here, you woman! Don't! Your hands off my ass!
Let me try that again. Hi, girls. And boys.
Who the fuck is this now?
I don't know, but... Wow.
Put your tongue away, Montgomery, before I gouge it out with a teaspoon.
What? Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm just... She's...
Beautiful.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, I'm flattered, boys, but don't get too excited. In reality, I'm over 2,000 years old, and underneath all this makeup, it ain't pretty, I'm telling you. Imagine a really, really, really dead frog that's been run over by a tow truck on a super hot day. And that is more like the real me. Still, I have to make an effort, or else the marketing department will be on my case about making a good impression with the clients, and yada, 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 yada.
I have literally no idea who you are or what you're talking about right now, but I feel like you need to get to the point really, really soon.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Whoops. Of course. Hi, I'm your fairy godmother.
Really? Oh my god, yay!
No, of course not. I was messing with you. No, we banished those guys years ago. They're too unpredictable. They're useless with emails, too. No, I am what you might call a guardian angel, kind of. I've been sent down here to... lend a hand.
And you couldn't have gotten sent down here, I don't know, a little earlier?
Oh my god. Demons? Angels? Does this mean that unicorns are real too? Yay!
Get a grip, Cassie.
I'm sorry. I was only asking. Jeez, you don't have to stomp on a girl's dreams like that.
Does this mean you have a plan to get us out of this mess?
Oh, there's a plan. Don't worry, I... can't tell you what it is, but there is a plan. I only have clearance to intervene for a certain amount of time, so let me say this. You are not alone.
This is some next-level Avenger shit right here. Can't you just give us a straight answer, lady? Don't you know what we've all been through? Are you here to rescue us or not? Can you help us defeat the demon?
Sweetie, I'm not a lady. And how about we tone down the attitude just a smidge while I'm here, So in answer to your question, I can't physically carry you out of this place on my back one by one, if that's what you're thinking. For one thing, new shoes. But what I can do is give you this.
God, the book.
Oh, shit. Is that the book?
Why did you find it? Was it in the basement?
That's not important. Just try not to lose it again, okay?
Thank you, Miss... Ma'am? M'lady?
M'lady? She isn't the Duchess of Kent, you know. She's a... At any rate, we have the book. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Well, I've given you all the help I can for now. I'll be around, though. Don't worry. We got this. Now, boys, can I trust you to destroy the book correctly, at least?
Sure. Yeah, no, you can count on me. Us. You can count on us. Absolutely. Isn't that right, Father? Yeah, no, sure. No problem at all.
Oh, Lord, look. Here, I wrote it down for you, okay? Foolproof book-destroying incantation and instructions. Follow these, and you can't go wrong. Am I clear?
Clear.
And as for you, Mr. Priest?
Yeah.
You and I will have words later, when this is all done. Right, then. Well, I've done enough for now, and I've got to say, I'm starving. This job really takes it out of you.
Annabelle makes a really good bowl of pasta, if you're interested.
No. You're okay. It's super kind, but I have a wheat intolerance. I get all bloated. It's not pretty. Anyway, this has been fun. I gotta go. Reports to file and whatnot. So nice to meet you all at last. And remember, you're not alone as you think you are. Right. Ciao for now.
Was that a fucking angel?
Well, it's nice to be back where I belong, I have to say. So good to take these ridiculous high heels off, too. Ugh. So, I've given the girls and boys enough to set them off on the right path, at least, but I have to say, I'm worried it's not going to be enough. Maybe I'm being pessimistic. It's such a shame I didn't get longer to talk to them, but the more time I spend down there, the weaker I get, if you know what I'm saying. Gotta save my energy for emergencies. Anyway, I'm sure it'll be fine. They have the bulk, they have the incantation. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, we got the book!
Oh, I knew it would all work out in the end.
It isn't over yet. We have to destroy it first. God, I wish I'd never touched that thing in the first place.
I can't believe there was an angel in my house. What the hell is next? Leprechauns? Fairies? Werewolves? I am not okay with werewolves.
I mean, if we're talking Twilight werewolves, I kind of agree with you. But if you're thinking True Blood, then...
I wish this were more like Twilight. I love that series.
You would.
Ugh. Twilight is porn for people who like vanilla ice cream.
What's wrong with vanilla ice cream?
Girls! Not now!
Finn, we're just excited. Let us have this. We have the book. We can all go home soon.
Finally, we can get out of this hellhole.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, it's such a relief.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go home. I can't believe it's almost over.
You know what we need to do now, don't you?
What?
We have to split up, obviously.
No!
I'm kidding, guys. Bear with me. But imagine for 1 minute that, like, none of this is real, and that we're all just in a scary movie or podcast or something, right? And all the protagonists just do exactly what they're told to do and stay together in one room, instead of splitting up like idiots all the time.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're in a podcast.
I mean, where would be the fun in that?
Right? It'd be boring as fuck.
I know! You've got to split the protagonists up. How else are you going to introduce the concept of mortality and vulnerability?
Oh, God, yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, it would be totally flat. Like, a completely static narrative. Can't stand when writers do that.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, can't they do better?
Ugh, that is just the worst. Oh, thank God we're not dealing with that. That would be lame.
So, Finn, now that we have the book, shall we have a crack at destroying it?
I thought you'd never ask. All right, let's take a look here. Oh, who wrote this? It's like a dog's handwriting. With his offhand. Lord, did this person even have an opposable thumb? All right, see if I can make this out. Step one, place book on floor and make circle around it with brick dust. Brick dust.
I knew it! And you all laughed at me. Woo! Oh, God. Oh, this is the best. Oh, another win for Finn. I should copyright that. Oh, this is amazing. You all suck.
Okay, what next?
Let me read what it says now. Step two. Pour holy water onto book.
Okay. Where did I put my... Holy water. Ah, it's here somewhere. Aha! Okay.
Is that a tiny flask of holy water in your pocket, Father, or
Are you just pleased to see me?
Shh, Gloria, keep it in your pants.
Guys, look. The book. It's starting to melt.
Something tells me that demon isn't going to be a big fan of this ritual. Can we hurry it up, guys?
Step 3. Repeat ancient banishing incantation. P.S. Honesty is a virtue. Please bear in mind as you read these words out loud. Oh, well. Whew. Oh, okay. Well, we're okay then, right, Father? I don't think I've ever seen you tell a single lie in all the time I've known you, so... Honest as the day is long, old Monty, right? Here, you read it.
Oh, shit.
Montgomery, come on. Look, now is not the time to be modest. Here, just repeat the incantation exactly as it's written down.
Finn, we really should,
A wolf in sheep's clothing!
What are you waiting for, Father? Just get on with it before the demon gets here.
Gloria, I...
You can do this, Father. I know you can.
Guys, I really don't want to do this.
Just read it!
Oh, God. Okay, here goes. Ecce, crucem, domini, fugite, partes adversae, fugite, partes adversae. Guys, I really can't read what it says. The handwriting, I can't. I shouldn't.
So? You're a priest! You should know that! Just finish it!
Okay. Perdita, Leo de Tribu Juda, Radix David, Alleluia! Alleluia!
Oh, dear Father.
Oh, no!
What a naughty boy you've been.
He's here! Are we too late? We're too late!
I don't see him, do you?
Hey, everyone, the book! It's glowing red hot! I think it's gonna blow!
Oh, fuck!
Everyone, down!
Oh, boy. I am so fired.
Did it work?
I don't see the book or the demon. I think he did it. I think he destroyed the portal.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Go home. Thank
goodness.
Awesome. Oh my God, that was so close.
Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool. How much worse lying lips to a priest?
No. It didn't work, you guys.
It didn't work?
Oh, Phineas.
How? That's not possible. The angel, she said...
Phineas, I need to make a confession.
Wait. Isn't that our job?
Shut up, Gloria. Not now. Phineas!
I don't understand. Why didn't it work? Maybe I bought the wrong brick dust. I don't know.
Phineas, please, for the love of God, I need to tell you something.
Father, are you all right? You don't look all right.
Are you... Oh, my God. Montgomery, you're bleeding.
Phineas.
No, or maybe it was the...
Phineas!
What? What can possibly be so important right...
I'm not a real priest, okay?
What?
Oh my God, he's on the floor.
He's hurt. Help him.
He's just being dramatic, Gloria. I know him. Look, Montgomery, we really don't have time for this.
Finn, what is wrong with you? Can't you see he's been injured? Why are you acting so weird?
I'm sorry, Phineas. It's true. I'm...
I think he's really hurt.
Not a real priest.
Can we find something? Can we use a bandage? He doesn't look like he's gonna be okay.
I've been lying to you. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious, Phineas. And I'm sorry.
But...
I'm not a priest, Phineas. Not a real one, anyway. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm religious. Or at least I used to be.
Get some bandages, maybe some water.
But,
God,
somewhere along the line, God and I sort of fell out of love with each other.
No, don't squeeze too tight. No, just hold him still.
What do you mean you fell out of love with each other? This isn't a teen sitcom, Montgomery. You don't just break up with Jesus.
We all have our own issues, Phineas.
But you have the Bible, and you know the Lord's Prayer, and you have that white collar.
eBay.
You mean all this time? All the cases we solved together, the exorcisms, the houses that we cleansed, the spirits that we spoke to. All of it was fake?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry, Phineas. I really am, but it's true. I'm not ordained. I haven't been to church for 15 years.
I knew it. I told you guys. I told you.
Bridget, shut up and help me apply some pressure here.
What's wrong with you, Phineas? Are you just going to ignore the fact that he's obviously really hurt? Move your hand away, Montgomery. Let us help you.
This is ridiculous.
What do you want me to say, Phineas? I'm a fraud. There. And, I guess I might have read the wrong word out during the banishment ceremony. That's probably why. Why it didn't work. I couldn't read the handwriting. I have no idea what the right words are supposed to be. I told you, I'm a fraud.
I am gonna rip your goddamn head off, Montgomery. My reputation, my career, you. How could you? You're my best friend. Why did you lie to me?
Phineas, calm down. It's not the worst thing he's ever done, I'll bet.
How could you do this to me, you asshole?
Besides, this injury, it looks really serious. Really, really bad. I don't know what to do. What do we do?
Gloria, there's so much blood. I don't think I can stop the bleeding.
Hold this while I bandage here.
Is that supposed to look like that?
Shh. Don't make a big deal out of it. The poor guy has enough to deal with. Someone pass me that wet cloth. All clean here.
Why, goddammit? Why did you lie to me, Montgomery?
Isn't it obvious? He was in it for the money.
The money? Oh, the money. You faked being an ordained priest for 10 years so that you could make a quick buck or two? You screwed money out of all those poor, scared families that we helped? You presided over my grandma's funeral! You literally stood there and read out last rites with the Bible you got off of eBay? What kind of person are you?
Yeah. I guess I did.
I don't understand.
Oh, come on, Phineas. Don't act like such a dipshit. None of those cases we worked on before were real. They were just freaks and loonies looking for attention. Not like this. Not like an actual fucking demon. All I had to do before was say some religious mumbo jumbo and sprinkle some holy water around and the job was done. None of it was real. I didn't want to spoil the illusion for you. I know how much you believe in all that stuff. You're my friend, Phineas. I just couldn't. Besides, I really needed the money. I am sorry about your grandma, though.
Did you just call me a dipshit?
Hey, Finn, I'm not sure if this is registered, but he's in a really bad way. Look at him. What do we do?
Gloria, I'm not sure there's much we can do.
What? What are you saying?
What do you mean, not much we can do? He's gonna be okay, right?
No, Finn. I'm
I'm not sure he is.
At least Gloria gets to date me now that I'm not actually married to God.
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel like such a challenge anymore, if I'm honest.
Thanks. And I thought we had something special.
Shh. I'm joking, Father. Can I still call you Father?
That's just creepy, Gloria. I love it.
But he's gonna be okay, right? Right?
Wrong. I smell fear and blood.
Oh my god, guys, it's him! You're fisty!
I smell betrayal. Oh, it smells so sweet.
Goddamn stupid demon. I'm not afraid of you, motherfucker. Finn, I'm so sorry. Gloria, I...
Are you ready to confess your sins, Father? Confess to me, Father. I hate your sins. I will take the guilt away. I can make you feel whole again, Father. Let me eat your sins. You have so many. Oh, let me eat them!
Is it over? I can't see. It's so dark. Why is it so dark?
Gloria, give me a lighter so we can see.
There's a candlestick over there. Light it up.
Montgomery? Montgomery, are you okay? Oh, for fuck's sake, speak to me.
I could use an ambulance, please.
Oh, Jesus. He's...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's God. So much blood.
Oh, my God. You poor man. I'm so sorry.
What are we going to do? I can't take this anymore. This is not fair.
Shh, everybody. I'm thinking. Let me just think.
I'm sorry, everyone. This is all my fault. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Wake up. Open your eyes, goddammit. Don't you dare abandon me like this.
Gloria, will you hold my hand?
Montgomery.
He's...
Montgomery! Wake up, you miserable... You miserable dipshit!
He's... He's dead.
What the fuck?
Listening to Calling Darkness, an audio drama Queens production. The voice of our narrator is played by Kate Siegel. Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper. Gloria by Gemma Amour. Cassie by Allison Brandt. Mariella by Victoria Wan. Annabelle by Desdemona Howard. And Nadia by Charlotte Norup. Phineas and Father Montgomery are played by Dan Zapula and Owen McEwen, respectively. And Mr. and Mrs. Morwood are played by Aaron B. Lillis and David Cummings. Last, but by no means least, our demon overlord is played by myself, Graham Rowett. This episode was written by Gemma Amour, produced by Christina Menente and Holly Ritchie, with music by Amy Balcombe and Brandon Boone, and intro and outro themes by Brandon Boone. Special thanks to our executive producers David Cummings and Alex Aldea, and our community manager, Brooks Bigley. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, or go to callingdarknesspodcast.libsyn.com, find us on Twitter at callingpodcast, or on Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/audiodramaqueens. Every little bit helps, and every little bit allows us to keep making this podcast, and hopefully many more to come. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for our Season 1 finale, Episode 10, Burning Down the House.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.